Marriott Management reports to Matthews, although he is asking his lender's permission to change to First Hospitality Group. At-large Councilman Chuck Weaver says taxpayers have about $36 million at risk, and he needs to see additional oversight to support the change.
So one thought could be that the investors put one person on that board of director, the city puts one person on that board of directors, and then Mr. Matthews is a third person. And the idea being that those three people would have the authority to pick their own chairman of that board of directors, and that chairman is the person that then interfaces with FHG.
Weaver says having a city representative closer to the project all of the time might allow for better information flow. He says April was the first time he's seen operational numbers on the pair that opened last June. Peoria is also outlawing the sale of drug paraphernalia. The city council unanimously approved the measure that begins in 10 days. The measure also increases the distance from 100 to 350 feet that a tobacco store must be from a school. Seven existing businesses are exempt. I'm Tanya Coates.